just as you forgive me. Radio. I forgive those that have wronged me, and I let go of any art, bitterness, for ill will that I have held in my heart. I will not allow sin and bitterness to cut off the flow of blessings into my life. I repent right now in the name of Jesus, and I receive the power of the blood to cleanse me from all iniquity. I come before you, Lord, with a heart that is after your own, and a mind that is stayed on you. I thank you, Lord, for saving me from myself and the consequences of sin. I surrender, Lord, and give you total and complete reign over my life. I willingly submit to you in thanksgiving and praise. I thank you, Lord, for the relationship and fellowship that you have allowed me to share with you. I thank you for every moment, prayer, word, and opportunity to gain revelation and understanding concerning you. Forgive me for the times I have taken you for granted, or moments where I have allowed my focus and discipline to slip. I choose you, Lord, in all of your benefits, and denounce all ties and fellowship with the world. I have no place in the world, and denounce everything that it offers. You have given me a choice, Lord, and I choose to be in covenant with you. I have crossed the line of no return, and I will not look back. Each day I am getting more and more like you and growing further and further from this world. My reality in Christ is more real than what my natural eyes behold, and I know that you are not a million miles away. You are right here with me every step of the way. I will have confidence in you, Lord, concerning every situation I face, every decision I make, and every temptation in my path. Give me an ear, Lord, to hear your instruction, eyes that will not be deceived, and a heart that will remain faithful. My life has been built on the foundation that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You died on the cross for my sins, and your blood was shed for me. I exercise total faith and confidence in my belief that death was powerless to hold you in the grave, and that you rose again and resurrected every dead thing. I receive your resurrection power and declare that there is no dead thing in my life. I speak life in all things pertaining to me. Even now, Lord, I pray that you will breathe life into my relationships, my home, my dreams, my career, and my calling and purpose. Let there be no cracks in my foundation and restore every bone that has been broken. I pray, Lord, that dead branches be pruned for me and my harvest bear much fruit. I offer no resistance and pray that all ungodly distractions be pruned for me, whether they are people, unhealthy relationships, environments, dead situations, ungodly influences, or anything that is not expedient for me. I distance myself right now from every dead thing and release them from my life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that I have inherited life through your sacrifice, forgiveness for my sins through your blood, revelation through your word, and I have been empowered by your spirit. I take precious time, Lord, to fully grasp and consider what my relationship with you means. Help me to never lose sight of the fact that I have an adversary that must be fought each day. My adversary is the world and Satan, who is the prince of this world. The world around me is not my home, and each day it becomes more a reflection of Satan, its prince. I am not ignorant to Satan's devices, and I understand that the world is designed for my destruction. The allurement of pleasure and the temptations that cross my eyes are for the purpose of robbing me of everything I have inherited through Christ. Every trap, every lust, and the pride that is in the world are set against me on all sides. The hope that I have is in patiently walking according to your word and staying firm to the covenant I have made with you. The world cannot strip me of my authority, but I can hand it over. I will not be deceived by what I see, hear, or how I feel. If it is not of God, then it is for my destruction. Help me, Lord, to see the spirit behind the temptation. The word tells me that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I rebuke and bind every influence that seeks to draw me away from you. For it is nothing more than a gateway to hell and will rob me of my eternal destiny. Father, I know you are able to do all things, and there is nothing that is impossible for you. Right now, Lord, I remember my first love.
Praise your name, Jesus. We bless the Lord and welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for that battle cry prayer. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you joining us on the Monday night prayer line with Divine Connection. Glorifying, magnifying the Lord and interceding. Praise the Lord. I pray that he always continue to bless and exceed our expectation and all that we say and do as we yield in our vessels. Glory to God. Holy and acceptable unto him, which is he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We bless the Lord for you. Thank God for grace, mercy, Thank God for the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Praise ye the Lord. Father, we bless you again tonight for coming together to glorify your holy name, to pray and to intercede, to connect, glory to God, with people through Jesus Christ, the divine connection through your word, God, to communicate, glory to God, the love of God, the agape, for the peace and the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ to be manifested in our lives. And we convey that to others, God, as we walk with a light, holding up that light, glory to God, with Jesus Christ. You said if we lift you up, you'll draw all men to you as we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for orchestrating our steps. As we know your word said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You said in Psalms 119 that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, help us to walk in the path that you have set before us. God, help us to spend quality time in your presence, giving you the glory, giving you the praise, giving you the honor, walking in submission and obedience, walking in forgiveness, walking glory to God, and maximizing every opportunity that we get, glory out, to glorify you, to be a witness, to be a light. God, as we continue to seek your face, hallelujah, let love be in action in our lives. God, let us not be a people that have lip service, but whatever you enable us to do, glory to God, help us to do it wholeheartedly to glorify you. God, we thank you, glory to God. We come together to pray without ceasing. And as we pray, glory to God, for our youth, and we pray, glory to God, for their deliverance, we pray for those that are young people that are standing all they know how. Pray for their protection. Pray for for them to yield to you the more. Pray, glory to God, for awareness, awakeness. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that come to destroy the lives of our youth. All this killing and crime, glory to God, genocide, and all this, glory to God, homicide, all this gang banging and all the things that the enemy is using that I've been saying for some years now, that the enemy is like a pharaoh and a herald spirit are targeting our youth, and more we're hearing it. Even though as the chief of the city here in Charlotte is talking about how we need to not just reach our children at 14 and 15, because those are killing, 14 and 15s are killing themselves and killing each other and others. But like he said, need to even start at 9 and 10. It's getting so bad nowadays. God, we are praying for their lives. We are praying for deliverance. We are praying for an awakening. We are praying, glory to God, that we be aware of what's going on around us and see the target of the enemy that's targeting our youth. You know, we got a target, a hit out on us as believers, but he is, glory to God, trying to take that seed before they can even live to be able to know who Christ is, or come to even know who they are, or just even have life just to make it past 10 and 12 and 14 and 15 and whatever. Lord, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, have mercy. We're praying for an awareness in this land for parents to take their rightful position, or to be parents and not just be to have a seed donor or whatever, or just a canal that the baby can come out of. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, for them to take time to be nurturers and, glory to God, to be parents. We are praying for those, glory to God, as we are supposed to be a body of believers, to be more in prayer, more of an example, not to have so much isms and schisms. What kind of, glory to God, mentor are we showing? So much of the world is showing them this is the way to go. We got to recognize, glory to God, we have a job that we have to do as well. We are praying for those that are our teachers, that are caretakers over them for many hours of the day, more than sometimes at home, because the fact that they have them 8 hours and 9 hours, or maybe 10 hours if they got projects and different things they do after school. Glory to God, we are praying, Lord, that you will bless them, that they will be more caring and concerned. And even though, glory to God, they have some ones that are dysfunctional and got crazy stuff going on in their lives, or some that don't want to learn and disrupt in class, we are praying for more of our teachers, for to bless them and protect them, but also give them a mindset to not show partiality, to be there for the students and to be there, glory to encourage and get them to learn and transport that information out of their head into the, give them the knowledge that is needed and the tools that they need, not to show partiality among them and not to play one against the other. God, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus for those, glory to God, that have a heart to reach out for the ones that seem to be hardcore, because there's something behind the scenes that's making them hard and, glory to God, seem to be unreachable. But God, I'm praying for more mercy. We are praying for our principals. We are praying for superintendents. We are praying for our government, for our mayors. We are praying for them, glory to God, to be in position in place. We are praying for these other projects, I mean, that are coming up, that it was for the help the students, that sometimes, glory to God, the government or the state is shutting them down when they need to be open. Praying for those, glory to God, that are charity, the charities that are out there trying to reach, those ones that are spending their time, glory to God, because they're all athletes, glory to God, not all about just themselves, but some are coming back and paying back, glory to God, pay it forward. In the name of Jesus, bless them and bless those doors to come open. Oh, God, change their mind, change their heart. God, we are praying, glory to God, for them more to be more mentors in the right direction, not about just the fame and the fortune. Oh, God, we are praying, glory to God, for the leaders in the churches to be in their position and not just, glory to God, just caught up in one position. Oh, glory to God, just for this group or that group and not, glory to God, being there for the whole body and not to leave our youth left out. God, we are praying, glory to God, for more mentors to be in the body of Christ as well. Even if we don't be one of those mentors in that capacity, God, help us to pray like we never prayed before. Glory to God, for these people in general, but even more so the crime that we are seeing and the disheartenedness that we are seeing with so much destruction, so many lives lost of our young, even all the way down to twos and whatever, even about father not putting his gun away, the little two-year-old playing as a game and end up killing the father by accident. A two-year-old, glory to God, jumping up and down on the bed, the daddy leave the gun on the bed, shot him, and the gun went off and shot the other child. God, so much stuff is going on. And then you got the ones over there, they got a vendetta against this one, so we'll run from this person to that person and shoot this one and that, and fighting and texting and fighting and texting on a text, and then finally when they meet up, all they want to do is blow up. God, we are praying, and even thank you, Lord God, for exposure, as we are praying more and more, exposure for even the crimes that the enemy is already plotting and putting in people's heads to do some things, and even our youth, and just the thing that they just were saying in Pennsylvania was exposed, I don't know, was it yesterday, last night, yesterday, or day before, or however, glory to God, where one parent had to turn the child in because he had already plot, several of them plotting to go out to blow up the school, and whatever, and they had bombs in there, pipe bombs, and they had guns, and they had ulterior, the guns and stuff like this with the bullets and whatever they call it. Anyway, they had other stuff that was there that already plotted when they come together, and there was going to be a mass killing. God, we ought to pray more for things like that to be exposed. As we've been praying, a few of us here and there across the nation, around the world, we got to get on one accord so we can be on one accord with the Lord and with one another, so that way we can expose the enemy, tear down the strongholds, and glory to God, and reveal what things are going on behind the scenes. We have that kind of power if we would be on one accord and really seek the face of the Lord. We can, glory to God, hallelujah, expose the enemy in some things, and even for the authorities, and even for God just to come in and intervene and to block it and stop it from even happening. God, I just pray, glory to God, for mercy and grace, and even for grief and sorrow for all these families, glory to God, that are losing loved ones for those kinds of things. We know COVID is out there too, as well on top of it, but it's so much murder, so much road rage, and so many other things, and just upset about this, that, and the other. Can't even talk or reason. Don't even have a general fist fight. It's always got to find a gun, and temper's rising. God, we got to wake up like never before. Oh, because it's coming so close in so many of the believers' homes as well. God, we are praying, glory to God, against this COVID. We're believing it's going to be eradicated. We're praying for these minds of mass confusion in the midst, glory to God, that there'll be an awakening, that people will wake up and recognize the truth, because it's a spirit of deception from the enemy that causes mass confusion, because he wants hell to continue to enlarge itself. So if he can keep people deceived and keep them, glory to God, caught up in fighting against one another, this, that, and the other, from against the truth, the Bible tells us even obey the laws of the land. God, we're praying for some believers out there, glory to God, just as hard as the world. You say, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, it will not follow. So we don't have no billy goats in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. But, what is the will of the Lord? Give an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, we got to get off of Hollywood Boulevard. Help us right now to stay on the straight and narrow. Help us to recognize that we need to cast all the cares and concerns. Help us to not get caught up in everything that the media is saying, this one saying, the internet saying, that saying. What voice are you hearing when we're only supposed to be hearing the voice of the Lord? And if we be a light, we can help lead somebody out of darkness into the light. Oh, God, I pray right now for a change. I pray, glory to God, for transformation. I pray, glory to God, for not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We pray, glory to God, for our countries. We pray for our cities. We pray for the highways. We pray on the byways. We pray on the
waterways. We pray on the airways, God, for the incidents, the accidents, and the confusion and the chaos that still go on and all the stuff that the enemy is fighting to do, whatever. Oh, my goodness, who would be up here? So much cars coming up in people's houses, coming up in businesses, coming up, glory to God, in restaurants and whatever like this, and mass murderers coming up in, glory to God, coming up into the grocery stores, the shooting and the kill, glory to God, because you got fired, because you didn't like this, because you didn't like that one, because you upset about this, that, and the other. Oh, it's nothing but the trick of the enemy, the blood of Jesus. But it's a scare tactic already for the enemy, cause us not to be on our post, not to go this place or that place, and not to speak up, say. But if we be led by the Spirit and trust God, the angels of the Lord be encamped about us, and he'll unction us which way and direction to go and not to go. If we just only have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, but we still got to be on our post, because he said, when night comes, no man can work. We got to be tuned in to hear the voice of God and how to go in and what to embrace, what not to embrace. Oh, God, but let us not get so caught up with so much knowledge coming that we don't hear the voice of God when he's speaking, because we're filling ourselves up with all the things that are going on around and passing the word, pass the word, pass the word, pass the word. We need to be passing the word of God, not just the word of what's happening in the airways. We can't stop a bird from flying overhead like the preacher said, but we can stop him from building the nest. Who is building a, what is building a nest on you? What is causing you to run well at one time and not run well now? What is causing you to stumble and fall? What is causing you to be snared by your words? What is causing you, glory to God, to get caught up in the situation, the circumstance around you, instead of getting caught up in what did God say? Do we believe his report, seeking the face of God and looking to him and having the spirit of praise and glorifying his holy name? God, we need you like never before. We got to let some stuff drop off. You say, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Pray and intercede. Cast the cares and concerns. Let him examine us and make sure that what we're doing is not, we're not missing him. We're not walking in prejudice. We're not walking in disobedience. We're not walking in rebellion. We're not walking in tradition and doctrinates of our own personal, not so much as, glory to God, a church, glory to God, but we all have our own doctrine and our own traditions that we do daily, glory to God, and we are missing God. Help us to let the Holy Spirit guide us, but we got to be willing to let go and let God. Humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us. But God, help us to bless and esteem others more highly than us. Help us to come together and work together, walk in love, forgive, and not to be honorary and prideful and high-minded and, oh, glory to God, seeking glory to God the covenant over somebody else's gifts of this, that, and the other, and talent. Let us not be greedy. Let us not get caught up, glory to God. The jealousy is cruel as the grave. God, help us to not be a rebellious people, but a people, glory to God, that will say, I deny myself like Jesus denied himself on our behalf, glory to God, just to go through so we can be blessed and we can be redeemed back to the Father. Lord, help us, glory to God, to let you fight the battle. But be dressed, fully dressed daily. Don't take it off. Dress daily. Hallelujah, with the armor. And God, use these weapons. Seek your face and know how to use our tools and our weapons against the hand of the enemy, not, glory to God, his plots and plans, not against one another, because we're not to fight against flesh and blood. It's the spirits behind it. But, Lord, make sure we're walking in the right spirit in the name of Jesus and walking in the fruit of the spirit, the character of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just love you. We appreciate you. Cover our children every day, our grandchildren, our seed, our church family seed, all, glory to God. We pray for that, those kids and the children that don't know you and the partners. Sins and those that are just going through life with hopelessness, glory to God, with glory to God, caught up in the world, caught up in the system, don't know nothing else. Those that have been raped and those that have been incest, those, glory to God, and glory to God, just caught up in some situations with drugs in the home and all kinds of other things, and that's all they know. God's have been fighting and abuse and whatever, glory to God, some just trying to survive. I pray, God, you would even send this week, let us pray. Even pray for many things, but all week, glory to God, let us pray coming in to the upcoming weeks like never before for our youth. Get back to really interceding for these times that we're in, glory to God, because they have to carry the torch, but the enemy want to snuff them out before they even come to know what it is to know Jesus. God, I pray right now, bless them, and those that are saved, strengthen them, encourage them. Don't let the world take, glory, that charge over their lives. God, help us, God, to use our words wisely, that we don't, glory to God, caught up in hurting our own youth, hurting our own children, hurting our one another, and hurting the body of Christ because the words that we say. Lord, I'm praying like never before. Help us, even like the woman of God last night was saying, being sweet, sweet. Glory, let God fight our battles. Put our trust and our faith in the Lord. Yield not to the temptation of what the world is saying and doing, or either what's been coming up against us, ostracizing, criticizing, glory to God, and the abuse. Let God show us the way how to go in and come out. And sometimes it may grow out, do some things to bring shame, but God got a way of turning it around for the good, and he'll prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. And even Deuteronomy 28 said, glory to God, in his word, it said, the enemy will come in one way, when you're causing the flee seven. You made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, you want to bless us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many different ways. But it's a covenant keeper, not covenant breakers. But I love that you have blessed us beyond what we can imagine, because exceedingly abundantly above what we can think or ask. And then not only that, you answer us and bless us even before we ask sometimes. God, so I pray. But if we walk up right before you, the more how you hold no good thing from us, the more and more you prove yourself. But God, he needs to know that you really love me. Because he's going to be able to measure our love for him by our actions, by our obedience, in the name of Jesus. Because we can say a lot of things with our lips, and we can perpetrate for a little while, but it's going to show up in the washing a little bit. Lord, help us like never before. Thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord God, for faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping them and encouraging them. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing like never before. We bind Satan up in all his little cohorts, every setup, trap, snare, every device he tried to use to come up against these prayers and the anointing and that you've called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We open the lines now, glory to God, for Pastor Bird. Praise the Lord that it will come forth, and glory after that will be Mother Alexander. Praise God, Brother Black. And I'm going to see if my other evangelist is on. Of course, we're going to have, glory to God, we'll take it from there. Let's just go ahead and pray, because I'm kind of like on a high right now. And I'll look up the rest of the names. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Prophetess Bird, we leave the floor to you. Amen. Ha, Beekora, Shando, Renan, Doro Levese, Isele Ramando, Robaba, Ele, and Nanano, Koshe, Sina, Noro, the Esatariata, Toraman, Borobopoti, Elevese, Eshe, Mane, Onoro Roboco, Bara Monoroba Keshitia, Anna Nerevesetia Tarada, O Robocotoro, the Esiti Andarada. I say unto thee, they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I'm calling thee up higher. I'm calling thee up hither. I'm calling thee, glory to God, out of those dry places. I'm calling thee to hear my voice at this hour and at this time, and not sway to the left or the right. But I say, hear my voice. I call thee to a place where you can be able to hear what I say unto thee, not all the voices and all the things that are going on around you. Open your eyes that you may see and speak that I give unto thee in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace today, thanking you, Father, for watching over us and keeping us. Thanking you, Father God, for all that you are doing and all that you have done. God, we just give you praise. We give you praise because you're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to be praised, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us now, God, of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission. And as you forgive us, God, help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, God, who've done anything wrong against us, God, so that we can come and ask anything of you and know we have a clean heart and conscience, God, when we come before you, when we come before that throne of grace. So now, Father, we just lift up our homes to you. We pray in the name of Jesus for peace, God, to be in the homes now, God. So many Christians are going through things, God, and it's just no peace in the household, simply because the enemy have come in and he got one going against the other. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus for your peace. I pray for your understanding. I pray, God, that they will come on one accord like never before and know that they are not the enemy of one another, But it's Satan who has sneaked in, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So I ask your blessings upon them now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray for marriages. I'm talking about marriage among the saints, dear God. I'm praying, Father God, for those who have made you Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I pray, God, that you will bring strength and stability into those homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Father God, to keep you first. And, God, if we keep you first, all other things will be added unto us. Nothing broken, nothing missing. For you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Jireh. And you want the best for us, dear God. So I pray in the name of Jesus for your married couples, the ones, God, that's in the body of Christ, to pray together so that they can stay together, dear God, in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that they will come on one accord and know that they are not enemies of each other, Father God, but that they are to stand as one, undivided, in the name of Jesus. So strengthen the marriages, dear God, in Jesus' name. And I pray for finances, because, God, sometimes finances is that thing that will come in and try to tear up a household, and it'll certainly try to tear up a marriage. So I'm asking, God, that there be nothing broken and nothing missing, that they have all that they need, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. You show them how to go out and come out. God, you show them how to bring those finances into captivity, God, by doing the right thing and speaking the word of God, because there's nothing too hard for you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for that. We thank you for the single women, God, in the body of Christ. I'm praying for the body now, God. I pray for those single women in the body of Christ who desire a husband. I pray in the name of Jesus that they don't compromise. I pray in the name of Jesus that they stand on your word. I pray in the name of Jesus that you send them husbands and that you send them wives, men and women, after your own heart, dear God. Because you said he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So I am praying, Father, that those single women will let men be men in the name of Jesus. That they don't be so anxious, God, that they give them everything, including their money and their bodies now, God, in Jesus' name. And after he get everything he want, he's gone. Help them to walk in integrity, God, because I know you got somebody out there for them. So help the single women in the body just to trust you and to seek you first, God. Because you said if we seek you first, everything will be added. If we knock on that door will open, dear God. So I am praying, Father God, that as Christian we don't compromise the word of God, that we stand bold, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God, and know that if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And God, even as Pastor prayed about the youth, God, I am praying in the name of Jesus, as the youth going back to school and getting into different activities and doing different things, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will not be pulled into drugs and sex and everything else that's going on, that they will keep their integrity, that they will know who they are in the name of Jesus. God, that they will be alert even from everything that's going on in Jesus' name, as I come against that murdering spirit now, God, that would go in and shoot up places in the name of Jesus, that you keep us safe. Let we know that you are in charge, Father, and that you will never leave nor forsake us. We can depend on you, Father God. So, Father God, we just thank you in the midst of chaos and turmoil and everything that's going on, you are still God, that we ought to look to the hill that's higher than we are, Father God. and know, Father God, that you look to and fro to protect us and keep us. No weapons formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue, God, that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. For you made us to be the head, not the tail, above only God and never beneath. So, Father God, we rely on you. We trust you, Father God, and we thank you for all that you're doing and doing. And, God, again, we thank you for the workers in the hospital. Oh, God, we thank you for the sickness in there now. It's not just from the COVID, but from all sickness and disease. For, God, you came to heal us and to set us free. So, God, I pray for those, and those in the hospitals right now, your people, your children, Father, with any sickness and disease, heart disease and kidney disease, liver, lung disease, and colon disease, diabetes, and eye disease, and whatever is named, God, you're Jehovah Rapha. You already sent your word to heal us, dear God. So I ask that you heal your people, Father God. Deliver them and raise them up again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God bless the hospital workers, Father God, who put their lives on the line every day so that somebody else can live. Help us to appreciate them, Father God. I ask in the name of Jesus that not only do you heal their bodies and set them free and protect them and keep them, but I pray for salvation, God, for those that are not saved, those that don't know you. Because, God, we can live to be a long life. We can live to be 100. But, God, if we don't have you, it adds up to nothing. So, Father God, I pray for the lost now. I pray, Father God, especially for those of us here in the United States, that revival will break out. I am praying, Father God, that we would go back to some of that old-time teaching. God, we've thrown out the old and the new, dear God. And people just don't praise you like they used to. One thing, God, we've lost our love, as you said we would in these last days. But I'm praying, Father God, especially for the household of faith, that we will love one another as you have loved us. So, Father God, we praise you and we honor you and we give you glory. And we thank you again for your son, Jesus. We thank you for him. Thank you for him for loving us so much that he came to save us. We thank you for the word, God, that he left for the body and the church. It shows us how to live. We thank you, Father God, that we will not depart from it and we will not let the word of God depart from our lips or our mouth without producing what it's sent out to do. So, Father God, we love you, we praise you, and we worship you. Thank you again for the United States of America. God, in face of everything that's going on, we're still the greatest nation in the world. And we are blessed to be a part of the system as we come against racism and pride and all the other stuff, Father God, of this nation. But help us to stand as one, because together we stand and divided, Father God, we're going to fall. We won't accomplish anything. So, God, we come against that religious spirit also that's in our country, Father God. Help us all to know that there's one way to you, and his name is Jesus, as we stand on your truth and on your word. Father, I bless each person on this line tonight. Help us, Father God, just to keep our pulse and to stand. Help us to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Help us to know that we can pray without ceasing, declaring a thing, and it shall come to pass. Help us to know, Father God, that our weapons of warfare are not carnal but mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Help us to know, Father God, that we just got to stand against Satan and standing in the name of Jesus, and he have to flee from us just as the word said. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the body of Christ will be the peacemakers. God, we're going to hear a lot of things. We're going to see a lot of things. But help us to stand unmovable in these times of trouble, in the time of chaos, because we know that the greater one lives in us. So, Father, we do praise you. We thank you. We thank you for Pastor BJ for being on the post, for praying without ceasing, being there for everybody. And I pray, God, that all that she give out will come back to her a hundredfold. So, Father, we praise you, we bless you, and we give you glory. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy in our lives, Lord. Thank you for being the Lord of Lords, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your word, if we pray. We know that you're a God that answers prayer, Lord, and nothing is hidden from you and nothing is too hard for you to do. So, Father, we come before you interceding for brothers and sisters, family members, Lord, those that is in authority, the prisoners. Lord, we just stand in the God, Lord, praying, Lord God, that you touch the mind of your people today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help them to come to know, Lord God, that your love was shed abroad in our heart, that we can operate in that love, Lord God, because we know that you're a God that hear our cry, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we thank you for mercy, Lord God. We pray for our sons and daughters, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, Lord God. Continue to keep our heads around the fatherless sons, oh God. Continue to keep them in your will, Lord God. We know you said in the word, Father God, cast every cares on you, and it's in the name of Jesus we come before you, casting all cares on you, because we know you're a God that answers prayer, and we know nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. We just come today to thank you, Lord, because you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. You've been a mighty God, Lord God. There is no problem that you cannot solve. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and you let us know that in your word, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace in our life. You gave us weapon to stand faithful, Lord God. We bind that spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, that come against the mind of your people, Lord God. Oh, God, touch a sister of mine that going through some situation with her thinking, Lord God, that that false spirit come against our mind, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you gave us a sound mind, and it's in the name of Jesus we continue to stand. Oh, Father God, we love you. We praise your holy name. There is no other God but you, Lord God. You are the God that heal. You are the God that deliver. There is none that can deliver the way you can, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. According to the word, Lord God, you tell us in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Lord, your word says you satisfied my mouth with good things, so that the youth can renew as an eagle. And God, his word is true. Your promises, your word, they stand faithful, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for being the Lord of another chance, Lord God. Because your promises stand strong, Father God. You also redeem our life from destruction, Lord. Cry not with loving kindness and tender mercy. Help us to operate in that love that you should have brought in our hearts, Lord God. Help us to know that if you said it, Lord, it shall stand. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for these young people, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch a mind, Lord God. Let them stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that know you, Lord God, help them to be strong in the word, Lord God. And those that don't know you, Lord, let someone come part the crossway to let them know that Jesus is Lord and he's a deliverer. Father God, we thank you today. We glorify you and you alone, Lord God, because you are the God that healeth. You are the God that delivereth. There is no other healer but you. And Father God, we glorify you. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to look down on what's going on in this world today, Lord. We know you said if we pray, Father. So we know prayer is the key to bind up this disease and pestilence in this world today. And Lord, we claim it, it's done in the name of Jesus, because your promises said, Lord God, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we're binding up this false spirit of disease and pestilence, Lord. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim total divine health, Lord God, because your promises tell us, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. And Father, we know that your word cannot be void. If you said it, that's it. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and know that you're a deliverer and you're a healer. There is none like you, Father God. There is none like you. Continue to keep us in your will, Heavenly Father. We bind anything that is not of you that come against the prayer line, Lord God. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. Continue to help the head of the prayer line, Lord God, that you continue to keep standing strong in the name of Jesus. Continue on our pope, Lord God. Binding up any aches, any pain, any disease that come against us. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, your word said, by your stripes, we are healed. And you tell us over and over in the word that by your stripes, we are healed. We know who we are in Christ Jesus because of your word, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and to be clung unto your word. Don't let nothing shake us from your word, that we stand clinging to it. Because your word said it, that's it. We don't need no more. If you said it, God, that's enough for us. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory in the area of every one of us' life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening the families, Lord God. Because only you can keep us, our Lord. No one else can but you, Heavenly Father. We stand faithful in the word, Lord God. Stand fighting the good fight of faith that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon from against us shall prosper. Help us to continue to stand, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name, God. We bless your name. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We just want to tell you thank you, God. All the things you've done in our life, God. Lord, all the ups and downs, God. How you're God of a second chance. You watched over our children all these years, Lord. Lord, even when we were going wrong, Lord, somehow, Lord, how you got us right back on the right track. And we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for your grace, for your mercy, God. Hallelujah, God. We should have been dead and gone, but you've kept us, God. Oh, God, even to do your will, God, and we glorify your name. We glorify you. We honor you. We are honored to be a part of the kingdom of God, to dwell in your presence, to get to know you more and more each day. God, we thank you, God. There's no God like our God. There's no rock like our rock. When you come on the scene, when your presence is here, everything else must be silent, must be still. Demons flee even at your presence, your power, because of your love. And when we praise you and worship you, God, hallelujah, in the midst of chaos, controversy, God. Lord, you make something happen in the spirit realm and everything begins to straighten up. Hallelujah. Your angels come on the scene. You have a word, Lord, for that very time and season, God. Straightening things out that's crooked. Turning things right side up that's upside down, God, when it was cloudy. You bring out the sun on a rainy day, God. Hallelujah, God. Even in our sorrowful moments, God, your joy come. You send joy deep down in the inside of us because your joy is our strength. Your joy causes us to overcome. We're overcomers. By your blood, by the words of the, by the words of our testimony, not loving our lives even unto death, not caring but just to do your will. Hallelujah! Our heart's desire is to please you and please you only, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to get closer and closer to you every day, God. Thank you for the word that came across, God. I receive it, Lord. It's sure confirmation of me. I believe we all received it, God. It's confirmation of all of us. And for that instruction, it's so awesome. Father, we just, Lord, lift up, Lord, overseas, God. Our matriarchs and patriarchs, Lord, the homeless, the sheltered, battered, God. Lord, the ones that don't have anything to eat, our youth, our babies, God. Lord, keep them well, keep them safe, keep them protected, God. Lord, even from COVID, God. Lord, watch over them. Lord, continue to send ministers by, God. Lord, that they'll receive the things that they need, but the most that we need, first and foremost, is your word, accepting you as Lord and Savior, God. We bind the hands of every murdering spirit, God, that be all sickness, diseases, infirmities, and weaknesses. We bind it up, cast it back from whence it came, and we loose your shalom, your peace that surpass understanding, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, debt. We're living a debt-free life. Debt is out. In the name of Jesus, every curse, we're not living under the curse of the law. Hallelujah, but we're living in Jesus Christ. We're living in the faith realm. And with the seed of Abraham, the blood of Jesus has covered us. We're in the newness of life. We're brand new, born again, saints of God, men and women of God, because of the blood. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Every area of our lives, God, we speak healing. We speak restoration, God. Even in our finances, our mind, God. Hallelujah, our attitude, God. Even what comes out of our mouth, what we see, what we hear, what we speak, God, what we touch, where we go, God, things we do. Hallelujah, casting down every imagination and bringing every thought into captivity, into the obedience of Christ, God. Even in Psalms, God, David said, and we're saying it now, I hide your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Memorize your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. So when those trials and tribulations come, we can speak your word. It is written. It has been written. God's word does not fail. Hallelujah. We live according to the word. His word abide in us. and we abide in Jesus. Hallelujah. And his word will come to pass by faith in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord. Go into those nursing facilities, God. The soldiers that we lift up, God, our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God, touch them in a mighty way. Oh, God, give them visions and dreams, God. Lord, cause them to smile. Visit them, God. Your visitations, God. Visit them, God. Send your angels by. Hallelujah. Let your love just fill the room, God. Your presence, God. Let them begin to just pour out in your presence, God, knowing that you are there, you're present. You will never leave them nor forsake them, God. Hallelujah, God. Our babies, God. Lord, keep them, God. Let them not learn from the wicked and from the world, God. But, Lord, let them learn, Lord, and feast from off your table, God. Just, Lord, from the kingdom of God to train them up in the way they ought to go. And when they get old, they won't depart from your word, God. Hallelujah. Let them know the difference between right and wrong and follow your word accordingly, God. Thank you for everybody in the prayer line, God. One by one and name by name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Any among us sick, let us call for the elders. They'll pray. They'll anoint with oil, God. Anyone committed sins, they'll be forgiven, but they will be healed. We thank you for your word, God. Then you tell us, each one, teach one, God. Be ye imitators of me. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, who has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all was tempted, but in all ways, all ways was tempted as we are, yet without sin. We have not a high priest. Amen. Who has not, amen. I'm paraphrasing it. But we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you went through everything, and you're our leader, and you said if you could do it, we could do it too. And you are our example, God. And that's that. We believe it. We receive it. We're following your word. And Lord, we press, amen, toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, to do your will until the day you come back for us, God. We just lift up Israel right now. Bless them one by one and name by name, God. Lord, enemies all around, God. But, Lord, your angels is withholding the enemies. They cannot penetrate your blood, Lord, nor your will, God. We just thank you. We lift them up. We touch and agree with Israel because we touch and agree with you. You love Israel, and so do we, God. And so, Lord, we speak well to Israel. We speak, Lord, your wisdom, Lord, to lead Israel, God. Lord, your governing army, God. Lord, to protect Israel, God. And we thank you, God, that Israel's a great nation, God. Hallelujah, Lord. So we just thank you. The saints of the Most High God touch and agree with the saints of Israel, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we pray for our enemies tonight, God. One by one and name by name, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Turn their hearts, God. Give them an opportunity to humble themselves one more time, calling your name and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you said in your word, then will you hear them from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land, just like you did ours. But we must come to you on a daily basis, God. Hallelujah, because we sin in word, thought, and deed. We don't take it for granted, God, but Lord, what a privilege. What a privilege, God, to come to you in prayer. What a privilege, God, to give you our burdens and our cares. What a privilege, God, because we can't carry them. Our bodies are not designed to carry those things. Our minds get too heavy. Our hearts are burst, God. But we can place them at your altar. Believe that you received it and took care of it for us. We can rest assured. You never failed. You never lied. You're not that kind of God. We bless your name. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for the executive branch, the president and the vice president, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, God. Oh, God, that you will touch them, touch their minds, touch their hearts, God. Lord, because everybody doesn't do right all the time and make right decisions 100% of the time. But I pray, Lord, that those decisions that are not right, not in you, not your will, God, Lord, that they be turned in the name of Jesus, God, so that you and only you can get the glory. But even as you get the glory, we'll be safe and sound. But, Lord, you tell us to lift up those that are in authority over us, God. Even esteem them higher than ourselves, God. Lord, we lift up our president and our vice president, God, because we all need help, and you're the only one who can help and make great things happen when nothing's happening at all, God. I pray, Lord, that you stretch your hand and touch them. Speak a word to the spirit man, God. Change their lives and our judges, God, in the Supreme Court, that they make, Lord, holy and godly decisions, God. And many, some are ungodly, God, but turn their hearts, God. You said that the heart of the king, the palm of your hand, and you turn it whethersoever you will, whethersoever way you will. The heart of the king is in the palm of your hand, God, and you turn it whethersoever you will. We thank you. That tickles my heart because you are in control in this situation, these situations, God, but you will get the glory anyhow. And I just lift up the lawmakers, God, that these laws be, Lord, from the Constitution, God, and not man-made evil laws and strongholds and evil devices and traps and schemes, Lord, for greed and power and wealth, God, to keep people in bondage and in slavery, Lord. Not only spiritually, but naturally, God. I pray, Lord, that you clean that place up from the top to the bottom in Jesus' name, God. Oh, Lord, in your supernatural freedom, Lord, just come on the scene, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory for the prayers thus far. We have Pastor Prophetess Benjamin. Then we're going to have Mother McCormick and Mother Willette. Praise God. If there's any time, with it getting short, then we'll try to squeeze Mother Sims in, Pastor Sims. But at this time, it'll be Prophetess Benjamin, Mother McCormick, Mother Willette, and then Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord. At this time, the line is open, my dear.
Hallelujah. Pastor, forgive me. Am I doing the 15 minutes now? I'm praying.
Oh, is this your night for your 15 minutes? Oh, I forgot. Yes, ma'am. I forgot. Praise the Lord. This is your night for the 15 minutes. Oh, Lord.
Praise
God. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. All right, all right. Praise God. Father, we do bless you and we glorify you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the prayers that have already gone up before you. Hallelujah. We just come in alignment with that has already gone before you and the prayers that are going to come forth. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I just thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your insight and that you have blessed me to look over today and just to be in your presence. Just have your way. Just anoint everyone that's on the line. Bless all those that are on the line and those that may listen 2 months and from now, a year from now, on the Divine Connection line. We do bless you and glorify you. Amen. Hallelujah. All those that are on the line, just want to encourage us tonight about fearless, being fearless. And one of the scriptures, I have a couple of scriptures. The first one is going to be Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29 and 25. It reads, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." And just in sort of studying that and thinking about it a little bit, the fear of man bringeth a snare. And when I thought about a snare, I think it is a trap consisting of a noose to catch a bird or a mammal or some type of animal. So it is a trap when we bring it forth, that fear of man bringeth forth a snare. And we already know, and this is just a word of just encouragement for we the believers, and we already know this, but we're just rehearsing it. Fear is not of God. We already know that 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has given us many things, but he has not given us fear. He's given us love, power, and a sound mind. And we know that the moment that we're in, this dispensation, the time that we're in, many people are fainting. Many people have fears. TV brings the fear, radios, what people are saying, what people are doing, what people are not doing. So the enemy is definitely on a prowl of trying to bring forth fear. But tonight we are encouraged that we already know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We also know that fear comes to disable the believer from the purpose and plan of God. Fear also comes for the believer to get us off track, to distract us. Fear causes us sometimes to be unable to perform. Fear comes to paralyze. So now you're distracted and you're unable to perform what God has already set in motion for our lives. Fear is also a device of the enemy to sidetrack from focusing on God. So those things bring distractions. They come to paralyze. They come to stop. They come to deceive. That's what fear is all about. And we already know the opposite of fear is faith. There are some related words to fear. Some people might automatically know, no, I don't fear, but there are some related words to fear. Fear, some of those words are being alarmed, to all of a sudden be frightened, terror, dismay, anxiety, apprehension, panic, the uncertainty, insecure, not feeling protected, unsafe, anxious, fearful. Those are some related words, some relatives of fear that may try nervousness, tension. Those are related to fear. So when you find yourself having an uneasy or something like that come immediately, that weapon for fear is peace, the peace of God. That weapon of fear for fear is joy. the blood of Jesus, whatever you come up with to combat, or just the scripture, God has not given me the spirit of fear. If that anxiety spirit come up, God has not given me the spirit of anxiety. If that apprehensive or panic, God has not given me that panic or apprehension spirit. But he's given me love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And it says, but whosoever putteth his trust in God, the Lord, shall be safe. Looking for safety tonight? Just put your trust in God. Hallelujah. Trust is at the main core. As a matter of fact, it goes hand in hand to faith, trusting in the Lord. We have to get to the point tonight that trusting is just like, and I think I may have said this about a month or so ago, trusting is just like when we get ready in our, when we go to bed. None of us, I don't believe anybody on this line, when they get ready to go to bed, that they check the bed rails. They should make sure that the locks on the wheels are secure, checking their headboard before laying down in the bed. When we go to lay down on the bed, or I'll say when I go to lay down on the bed, it is just a given that that bed gonna hold my weight. I don't second guess it. I take no thought. I just go to lay down. So that's where with that trust, we have to learn how to trust in the Lord just like that, or trust and know that we're going to be safe. Even with this pandemic that we're in the midst of, this did not come as a surprise to God. He already knew. He needs his people to be fearless, just like Joshua. He needs them to be fearless. The promises that God has given us before the pandemic, he's still giving promises and blessings during the pandemic. Even when they thought the pandemic was over, God's word is still his word. He's going to stand by his word. He just need us to be fearless. He just need us to say, and I've heard it in the prayers throughout the night, it is written. It is written. Amen. We're going to go to Joshua 1. Hallelujah. And we all know the story. This is just a rehearsing of the word. I think I still got some time. Yeah. So we're going to go to Joshua 1, and we're going to read from 1 through 11, so bear with me. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. This is your promise. This is our benefit. Although he was talking to Joshua, this belongs to us as well. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I have unto the fathers to give them. 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. All right, so he's encouraging. Now, just don't be strong, but be very courageous. Be fearless. I believe if we can change a word there, be fearless, Joshua. Be fearless of those of us that are on the line, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we still going to prosper. We still going to be encouraged. We still going to walk by faith and not by sight. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, that's one of the instructions for fearless. We got to stay in the word. We got to confess the word. It cannot depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. 9, have not I commanded thee? Be thou strong and of a good courage, fearless. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. That's one of them relatable words, dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. So all those things that God has already promised us, hallelujah, he didn't go on delay because of the pandemic. It's still going to come forth. The promises of God are still going to go forth. He just needs his people for this time, as a time for this, to be fearless. Amen. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Glory to God. What a powerful word tonight. Praise the Lord. Even though we can't go over to expound on it, but it is certainly meeting, following through, glory to God, what God's been saying to our hearts. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. At this time, Mother McCormick, I'll find your name. God use you tonight. Thank God for you, my sister. Praise the Lord. Make sure I got the right line open for Mother on her cell phone. So let me make sure I got the 1978. Nope, I got the wrong one. 1978. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord bless. I appreciate that word. The promises. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what. All right, Mother McCormick. Yes,
can
the line is open now. I just opened the line.
All right. Oh, I'm trying to see. Do you hear me?
You can't hear me. I said the line is over. You can't hear me?
My phone. Wait. Okay. On this end, mine was doing something different. That's why I was saying.
Oh, okay then.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, I just want to say thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for your love and your kindness and your tender mercy. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for being so good, Lord God, for just waking me up this morning to a brand new day I never seen before. I want to thank you, Lord God, for giving me the strength, Lord God, to get out of the bed this morning, Father. I want to thank you, Lord God, for how you keep making ways for your people all over the world, God, those that I know and those that I don't know, Father. Father God, you are so merciful and you're so good, Father. You keep taking us through all the situation, Father. When we don't even know how things are going to turn out, you begin to turn it around for us, God. And so, God, I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for your word because you sent your word to heal your people, Lord God. I thank you for that word that give us a consolation that we'll be able, Lord, to stand in these last and evil days. I thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord. I pray right now, God, for your people, Lord God. I pray for those that's going through problems and situations on tonight, Father. So many situations going on, just like all of my sisters and brothers have already spoken on tonight. So many things are going on, but we know, God, that you is a healer, and we know that you is a deliver God, and there's nothing too hard that you can't do for your people, Father. So, God, we just come boldly to the throne tonight, Lord, just calling on your name because we need you right now, Lord God, because we don't know nobody else to call on but you, Lord God, because we know, God, that you've been there for us down through the years when we didn't even understand, when we didn't even know how and what way to go. You was right there. You was right there beside us when we thought we was doing the right thing. You was right there all the time. And so, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for giving me a chance to know that you are my healer and my deliverer on tonight. I thank you for that, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that you would go into a hospital on tonight, God, and you would touch the sick and afflicted everywhere, God, that you will raise them up, Lord God, and you would, God, give them the strength to be able to come out of those beds, Lord God. I pray that your anointed power will go forward
and touch that man or that woman that might be lying in the bed of affliction on tonight, Lord, and raise them up on tonight. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them, Lord, to realize, God, that you are right there beside them in the midst of the situation that they might be going through on tonight. Because we know, God, that you said you sent your son Jesus in the world not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. And we know, God, that the Bible says many are the affliction of the righteousness, but you will deliver us out of all. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you right now, Lord God, for strength on tonight, because we realize so many, Lord God, that don't have the strength to continue to go through these trials and tribulations. But we know, God, that the Bible said that the joy, if we get some joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, God, help us, Lord God. Help us as we go through our trials and our tribulations, that we will count it all joy when we fall into direct temptation in the name of Jesus. God, help us, Lord God, to keep our focus on you, Lord God. Help us not to look to the left or to the right. Keep looking to the hills from which coming our help, and knowing that all our help comes from you on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, the children in school, Lord God. We pray for the school children, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all the school children, all those that's in college, and all the little babies that's in the grammar school and in the pre-K or kindergarten. We pray for all these little babies. And we pray, Lord God, that you would touch every school and every system everywhere, Lord God. Even the teachers, Lord God, and even the principal, Lord God. We pray for them that you would be with them and stand by them, that they would teach the children how and which way how to do things in the right order, God. We bind up the cobra that tries to come into school system right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now, because he has no authority in the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name. And we have that authority, and we have that authority on tonight to call those things if though they were, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We realize, God, and that the word of God said heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. And that's what we can have to live on. That's what we have to stand by, the word of God, because it's the word that's going to take us through. It's the word that's going to help us to continue to be built up in these days and time, that we keep our mind on what the word is saying and let that word abide in us, that we abide in the word in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for your name, because we know your name is you said your name was a strong tower and the righteous running their faith. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We give glory and honor to you, and we bind up every spirit everywhere that's trying to come around, as my sister was already talking about fear. We bind that fear spirit up, because she said, already told us that you didn't, that the word of God said that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. So God, help us not to be fearful as we are praying, as we walk this journey. Help us to stand and stand firm, and help us to have that boldness in us to be able to pray and to be able to say what we have to say when we out in the open with people, that we can, Lord, help us to let our light shine, that somebody might see the Jesus in us, Lord God. Not us just talking, but live this life. Let our light shine before men and women, that they can see that we walk in the anointing of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you so much for all that you are. And we pray, Lord God, for the sick and afflicted everywhere, as I already said. We pray, Lord God, for the sickness, Lord. We pray for those that might be going through blood pressure on tonight, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that might be going through arthritis or diabetes on tonight, or a cancer, or heart problems, or kidney problems, or blood problems, liver problems, a lung problem, eye problem, all these different problems that's going on with situation and different things. And as my sister said, so many different things are are going on that we have to continue to just pray and bind up these devils and bind up their spirits that's trying to hold on to the saints of God, that's trying to keep us from going forward, keeping us from saying what the word of God say in the name of Jesus. So, God, we praise you on tonight, Lord. We lift you up because we know that the word of God said in Isaiah 55 and 11 says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not turn to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I send it. So, God, as I speak the word, send that word out to the atmosphere, Lord God, that it would be touch somebody's heart and somebody's mind on tonight that don't even know you, God, that don't even know who to call them. But Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for that silly man and that silly woman somewhere, God, boy, that might think they're going right and maybe going wrong. I pray that you'll touch their hearts and mind on tonight. And I pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ that we will come up to the place and to the way that we're supposed to come, that we will stand and stand firm and be what you have called us to be in these last and even days. We know sometimes we come short, but we know that we have an avenue with a Father, and we can come calling on you, Lord God. We can call on you that you can help us. As we fall sometimes, you can help us. You don't want us to stay there. You don't want us to wallow there. You want us to get up like a baby do. Get up and try it again and keep going forth and stand firm. But you don't want us to keep falling. You want us to stand and be what you want us to be. So, God, we thank you, God. I thank you right now, God. I pray for the world as a whole, God, everybody. I pray for all the prayer warriors on the night, Lord God, on the line on tonight, God. I pray that you'll touch us all. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, God, that you'll continue to bless this woman of God and keep her, Lord God, as she continue to keep the prayer line open, God. I pray that you will give her heart desire, Lord God, things that she desired to have, that she had before you, God. I pray that you will bless her, Lord. I pray that you'll bless her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And each and every prayer warrior that's on this line on tonight, I pray that you'll bless their family, their children, their grandchildren, their great children, great grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Be with us all, Lord. We all need you in a day and time like this. We cannot make this journey by ourselves. We need you. Now, Lord God, take us through. Help us to keep our focus on you. Help us to always call on your name, Lord. With a clean heart, and forgive us for all our sins and our wrongs, that we might stand and be the child of God that you're calling on in these last and evil days. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that you will look down on the President of the United States and the Vice President. We pray that you will help them to make the right decision of things that they have to do, Lord God. Lead them and guide them, Lord God. Help them to learn how to come to you, Lord God, to ask you for direction and which way and how to lead the country the way it should be. But most of all, God, help us, Lord God, to keep our focus on you, because you are the one that we need to keep our focus on, that you are the one that will help us to stand and be what you want us to be. Now, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we give glory and honor to you. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We pray for each and every one that's in this world on tonight, Lord, one by one and name by name, things that might be going on that we don't even understand, but we know that you understand it, and we know, God, in your time, you will turn everything around, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to the Most High God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. You are so good to us. I praise you on this evening. Lord God, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much for all that I've already heard, the prayers that have gone forward, Lord God. And I touch and agree according to Matthew 18:18 and 19 in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you love us and that you are for us. Hallelujah, Lord God. I praise you. I thank you, Lord God, for my meditation song. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have manifest yourself to me in such a way that I know that you are the I am that I am. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that I am a child of God, hallelujah, an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to worship you, hallelujah, because you're so worthy. God, you're working out situations. Yes, you see everything before it ever takes place. You know about everything, but you're the God that know how, hallelujah, to bring about that which we need in this hour in Jesus' name. I thank you for the sword of the Spirit, the power of your word. Hallelujah. Even Psalms 91, where you said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. You said, I'll say to the Lord that God is my refuge and my fortress, and God, you are the one that I'll put my trust in. I thank you, Lord God, even you teach us, Lord God, in Psalms 91, hallelujah. Glory be to God, that you said, hallelujah, your truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your word shall be our shield and our buckler. You said, hallelujah, I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that lay waste at noonday. Glory be to God, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but according to your word, it shall not come nigh thee in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, because I've made you my refuge and my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. God, I could go on, and your word, hallelujah, I thank you so much. Thank you so much that your word dwell on the inside of us. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word abide in us. We can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Thank you, Lord God. Let your word dwell in us, Lord God. Hallelujah. May we eat. Let me eat more of your word because, hallelujah, when difficult situations or situations come that try to challenge my faith, my confidence, my assurance in you, let it come against that word. And the last time I checked, Heavenly Father, your word is going to stand. When heaven and earth pass away, your word is still going to stand. Glory be to God. So I praise you. I pray for your presence in our lives, your anointing, Lord God, is in your word, your presence, because, hallelujah, your presence, the Holy Spirit, Lord God, lives in us. You live in us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father God, and I pray for wisdom. I pray, Father, your Holy Spirit to guide us every single day. Glory be to God, and especially when we pray, because sometimes we're not sure what we ought to pray about, but you taught us in your word, Father, that your Holy Spirit, he'll make intercession for us when we don't even know how to pray. He'll pray on our behalf, glory be to God, utterances that cannot be uttered. Glory be to God. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Father God, for the power of your word. Hallelujah. I trust your word. And I've decided, just as I've decided to follow Jesus, I've decided to be in agreement with your word. Hallelujah. The word of God is still right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All of your works, Father, is done in truth. Glory be to God. I thank you for what you said in Luke, praise God, the 12th chapter, verse 32. You said, fear not, little flock. Fear not, little children, for it is your Father. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the verse before that said, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things, the things that you stand in need of, you're going to receive it, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you need healing, hallelujah, it's already a done deal. Glory be to God. 1 Peter 2:24, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 8, verse 17, glory be to God. Isaiah 53, verse 5, glory be to God. You've already gotten us the victory, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I realize, Heavenly Father, some people may not have gotten to this point yet where they're going to agree with what your word says. But hallelujah, you've already said, hallelujah, glory be to God, John 16:23-24. Hallelujah, whatsoever you ask the Father, in Jesus' name, that God will give it to you. Father God, I agree with your word, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you answer the prayers. And I thank you that my faith says the prayers have already been answered. And we bind up this opposition that's trying to keep people from getting what you've already released in Jesus' name. And the answers, Father. I pray for people everywhere. I pray for sound-mindedness. God, people are having trouble making good choices. I pray, dear God, the sword of the Spirit will be released in the earth with your anointing to fight against those demons and spirits of deception that's coming against people's ability to make good choices. Have mercy. Our leaders need to have wise counsel, Lord God, that they consult with. And God, I pray in Christ Jesus that they'll have a mind, Lord God, to choose the best decision in Jesus' name, so that, Lord God, that when different situations come up, they'll know what to do. I pray that, Lord God, you be in the midst of the task force that have been assigned, Lord God, the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Security, in the name of Jesus, CDC, all these different agencies. I pray, God, that they'll consult wise counsel, Lord God, and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, will speak to the heart of those that are in that group, Lord God, that they may come up with good decisions, Lord God, how to deal with, Lord God, so many refugees that's trying to get to our nation, Lord God. And I pray that you will bless America to be the nation, hallelujah, that trust. And Lord God, is the symbol that's on the money, in God we trust. I pray that people will turn and see it's time to trust in you with all of their hearts, God. But help us as a body, the family of God, hallelujah, to not be wishy-washy, not, Lord God, straddle the fence, but, Lord God, to take you at your word. Because, yes, so many are hurting, so many need help. And, God, you are the answer. Glory be to God. So I pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those that are saved. Hallelujah, the ones that are saved, that they'll completely surrender to your will and your word in Christ Jesus. I pray for the lost, Lord God, that they will, Lord God, come out of darkness and to desire, hallelujah, the righteousness of God. They'll desire, hallelujah, to come to you. You said, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I'm near. Have mercy on us. I praise you on this evening, Heavenly Father, because you are good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you the last time I check, according to your word, the earth is still yours, Father, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Thank you, Lord God, and I pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will go forth and attack every, Lord God, entity that's fighting against people, Lord God, in the form of sickness, in the form of sin, in the form of disease, in the form of, Lord God, whatever medical condition it is, I pray that the sword of the Spirit will go forth, Lord God, and fight against, Lord God, whatever's plaguing different people with different situations and circumstances in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. I pray, oh God, for those, Lord God, that are in Afghanistan. I pray for, Lord God, our missionaries all over the world, those, Lord God, that are in other countries and those that are in our countries, in the name of Jesus. I pray against the ISIS organizations, the terrorist organizations, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I pray the wickedness of the wicked will come to an end. I thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word, and I pray that we'll learn to receive what belongs to us. Hallelujah. We come against the darkness, the deception, the wickedness, the evil of the land in Christ Jesus' name. We bind up everything that's not like you. We pray for liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from disease, from strongholds. Yes. Addictions, in the name of Jesus, break every, Lord God, curse, every generational curse, Lord God, that try to enslave people and make them feel, well, your mama had cancer, so you're going to get cancer. Your grandmama had this, and so you're going to get this. The devil is alive. We are brand new creatures in Christ Jesus. Therefore, hallelujah, God, I know you ain't got no cancer. Ain't no cancer in your family. And we are a new family now. We belong to you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us falsely, you shall condemn. In the name of Jesus, yes, you will. Father, I thank you so much. I bless you this evening. I praise you. I worship you. I lift up, Lord God, people everywhere. Yes, our families, our medical and health care staffs, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to have compassion. And, Lord God, don't let them lose, Lord God, the love of helping those that cannot help others. Be with those caretakers that are helping their parents or some family member or doing something, Lord God, that others would not do. Strengthen, Lord God, people everywhere. We need you. Yes, we do, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that Jesus has already bore our sins in his body on a tree. Hallelujah. Therefore, hallelujah, we are dead to sin and we are alive to you, Father God. By your stripes, hallelujah, according to your word, we are already healed and made whole. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God. No evil is allowed to befall us, and no plague is allowed to come nigh our dwelling. Wherever we are, we pray that your warring angels will, Lord God, encamp about us, and wherever we go, your angels go before us to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, God, be with those that are traveling, taking provisions from one destination to the other. For whatever reason, we're praying that people will stop being distracted and begin to be focused because they need to look out for the other person. I pray for those who have not yet had the vaccine, and, God, they're still don't know because they're confused about what decision. I pray that you help people. God, help us to be a help and a part of the solution. And if we're not out there wearing our masks, or being led by your spirit to take that vaccine, God, have mercy on our souls in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much. I could pray about so much more, but you already heard so many prayers. You know about the prayer list that's pages and pages and pages. God, remember those. Remember those that are bereaved, Lord God. So many who have left this world, Lord God, and to us it's been like untimely death. So we come against those suicidal spirits, those demons of murder in the name of Jesus. God, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that, hallelujah, according to your word, it's your righteous, hallelujah, it's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And you already know we don't war, we don't fight against flesh and blood. God, I love you. I praise you, Jesus. I appreciate you. I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede and continue to teach me, Jesus. Teach me, Lord God. Continue to help me, Lord God, to be a light in this earth. Hallelujah. To be, Lord God, salt in the name of Jesus. To be a representative of you in the earth where, God, where people, it will, if even if I don't say a word, that they'll be led and be drawn to you. In Christ Jesus' name. Father, I bless each one of my sisters and brother that's on this line, Lord God. I bless them, Lord God, and I praise you. I pray, God, that you would just continue to, Lord God, open up the windows of heaven and meet every need. And we thank you because we read in Luke, praise God, that it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. What's the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost, our needs met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. If you could take care, hallelujah, of the little flowers of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, glory be to God. You're going to take care of us. We trust you. And I thank God for the teaching on fear, because fear, you have not given us a spirit of fear. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. God, touch every family. God, meet the need, Lord God. Heal the condition. Save the lost, Lord God, and manifest yourself in such a way that people experience the power of your love. I honor you tonight. I lift up Minister BJ, Lord God. Continue. I touch and agree with the prayers that have already gone up for her. I love you, Father. I bless you. I give your name to praise. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor Sims not there anymore?
Yes, I am. I didn't know whether you wanted me to still pray. Yes, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Father, we just thank you because nobody can beat you giving. The more we give, the more you give unto us. And, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We lift your name on high, Lord God, because you are an awesome God. And we praise you, Father, because you're so loving and you're so kind to us, Father. Even though, Father, sometimes we don't think we deserve it, but we know you are made out of love. And you tell this whole nation in Psalms 47, you said, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, and he is a great king over all the earth. It's not just the United States, and it's just not in our little corner. He is the God over all the earth. He made the world and everything that's in it. And, Father, we know that you're an awesome God. And, Father, we come asking you for strength and asking you to help us to just to hold on until you get here, Lord God. We come against, as all the prayers have been prayed, against this dreaded pandemic, Father, and the fear that has sparked in people's hearts and minds. Father, even the Christians, a lot of them are falling by the wayside. And some of it I think is propaganda. They got it on the radios all the time, how the Christians, people are going away from Christianity. They're doing this or they're doing that. But, Father, we know that you never fail and you don't change. And you told us in your word what to do, Father. And we're just asking you to help us to be able to do that, Lord. Like I said, so many tremendous and beautiful prayers have gone up, and I do stand in agreement with all of them, Father. But I want to pray, Lord God, for the elderly, Lord, the elderly that live alone, Father. And, Father, I want to pray also for the undertakers and the grave diggers and all these people, Father. Help them not to exploit people, but to do the right thing just because they can. Don't let them bilk people out of their money, Father. Put into their heart to do what's right, Father. And I heard somebody say also, we pray not only for the people with COVID, it's people with all kinds of manners of diseases, Father, the pancreas, the kidneys, the liver, the lungs, the, Father, low blood pressure, high blood, all of these things, Father. We come before you asking you, Father, to help us because you already said that you went to the cross and you took all these things that was part of the atonement. You took all these sicknesses and diseases with you, and by your stripes, we are already healed. Father, help us to hold on and to hold fast, Lord, no matter how the wind blows or how. Let's give us that bulldog tenacity, Father, that we hold on to your word because we know your word is true. And, Father, tonight, we just thank you for Pastor BJ and being in her on her post and being so persistent in her job, the anointing that she know God has put on her. Because Lord God has blessed so many people. We thank you for Pastor Mitchell and all Pastor Benjamin, all of them that have prayed tonight that gave us a word, something a little bit more to hold on to. Because in these trying times we do need to hear the word more often, Lord. Father, you said in your word that prayers of the righteous avail as much. Father, we thank you and we pray, God, for each and every one that's on this line. And, Lord, not only them, but all that concerns them, all of their families, their friends, their loved ones, far and wide, all of those that come that never say anything, Father, but come to be in the presence of the word of God. Father, we love you, we praise you. We honor you and we do bless your name. Father, we ask all these blessings as I stand in agreement with every prayer that's been prayed here tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to strengthen us, Father, that we'll be able to hold on until you get here, Father, because we know you're going to fix this situation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the mighty matchless Holy Ghost, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.
God be the glory. We definitely exalt the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, and all the prayers, as my sister said in that word that came forth on fearless. We praise God for the anointing tonight. Bless the Lord. And our scripture reading that didn't get to read was Psalm 46, the 10th verse. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted among the earth. To exalt God is to raise God to the highest place in our lives, to give him the first place in every thought of our mind, every word spoken, and every deed done. This cannot be done apart from his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. She just left off the line. I was going to ask Pastor if she had anything to say, but Prophetess Benjamin, by you, the other prophet on the line, did God give you anything specific before we still take the prayer requests? Prophetess Ben is still there, or she's gone. Well, anyway, praise the Lord. Maybe the Lord didn't give her anything, but now we will take the prayer request. We do thank God again for the anointings last night and also for today, for the word that came forth and all these powerful prayers. God really blessed and went down in the spirit to bless and bless keep that we have started up in this ministry from getting all the various things to pray. But one thing was to always keep these youth before the Lord. So we got to just kind of tighten up on some of the horrible things that are going on now. So keep the prayers going or whatever God put on your heart, but let us make sure some specific things, and maybe a time that God may give us some specific things, whether it's about suicide or whether it's about losing hope or whether it's got to be the gun violence with them or whether it's incest or whether it's whatever. But whatever God has put on your heart, and I do believe in the future he is going to give us some specific things to assign with our prayers that some of us have to just go in, and those will be the specific things that you will stay in your lane with those things. But right now, anything God put on your heart about him, but he has not cleared that with me when that is going to be. But we are going to have a time that we are going to have some serious intercessory in prayer, and then we may end up having just one particular day, just maybe a half-day fast or something for some of these yokes to be destroyed. But in the meantime, we'll look forward to that. I'll give the other announcements after we take these prayer requests. And if we don't have any tonight, we're just going to exalt the Lord and pray and give praise for the ones that we're standing in the gap for and believing for. Amen.
Oh, okay. Brother Black, God bless everybody. Could you pray for my mother that healing? Like she still has like an open wound from surgery, and she's, you know, just being healed. She's home and she's doing well, but you know, just healing.
Okay, praise the Lord. Mother McCormick, will you take that prayer from Minister Black that says mother has an open wound, that believing God for that divine healing there? And I'm praying her strength and encouragement, too, as well.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you again, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on Brother Black's mother, Lord God. Father, we know that you is a healer and a deliverer, God. And we know, God, that you see every part of her right now, God. You know her from her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. And, God, you said already that she's healed, God. Your word tell us that you said with your stripes that she's already healed. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord God, in advance with her, as touches with her, because we know, God, that she you have probably asked you to about different things in her life. So we touch and agree about it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth and send forth your total, complete healing on her life, and whatever may be going on with her, whatever may be bothering her right now, we bind up the devil off of her right now. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy that tries to come around her in any kind of form or way, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for this prayer right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, praise God. I'd like for you all to pray for Pastor Mitchell's sister. All I can remember is T. I can't pronounce the name. It's kind of a little twist to it. The one that we were praying about, that she lost her husband in COVID,
and whatever like this, and they only been married a year and something. They've been best friend and, you know, had so many things prepared that they were going to do for the future. So she is really grieving, but this is pretty hard on her. And plus, she has some other things that was already on her heart heavy. And like she admitted, you know, she's a little angry, but, you know, that's understandable. You just don't understand what happens sometimes like that when you're going through something that's come to tragedy and you wasn't expecting, you're looking for a great future. So I would just ask Mother Alexander, would she pray for Pastor Mitchell's sister? Her name is T, because I can't remember the other part of her name. So would you pray
praise
for her heart right now?
Praise the Lord. Father God, we pray for T, Lord God. Lord, you see and you know all things. We ask you to strengthen our heart, Lord God. Give us that strength in our heart to believe that you are a God that healeth the heart, healeth the body. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly the Father. And Lord, we're asking you, Lord God, to touch our mind, Lord, and strengthen our heart, Lord God, that you come to know that you're a God that heal and you're a God that deliver and that you see all things. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen our Lord God, that she can stand faithful, Lord God, knowing that you are the God that heal. Nothing is impossible for you to do. Oh, Father God, I pray and ask you to let our call on you more, Lord God, and cast all our cares on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
I pray for her to turn, keep it in mind for you all, for her to turn to the, her life over to the Lord.
Oh, she don't believe in the Lord?
She believed in him, but, you know, believe in God, but, you know, not surrendered to the Lord. So just
Heavenly
pray
Father,
for her to give her life
Heavenly
to the
Father.
Lord.
Heavenly Father. Touch this lady's heart, Lord God. And don't let her give up, Lord God. Because according to the pastor, she says she know you. She believe in you. So we bind that spirit that come to confuse her, Lord God. We bind it up right now that he loose our mind right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell that she get that joy back and our peace back. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Anybody else with a prayer request before we hang up?
Yes, ma'am. Can you pray for my little nephew, EJ? He goes to Shining Star. He's only like 4 years old. He's in his store. There's a child that went to school today with COVID. He's in Shining Star preschool here in Lumberton. And there's a child went to school with COVID today, and they had to shut his classroom down. And he's got to be quarantined for 10 days, and he's got to go be tested. And I'm believing God that he don't got it.
Okay, amen, Brother Black.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for DJ right now, God. Lord, how your glory, Lord, surrounds him, God. Lord, how he's protected, Lord, all the way, even through the school year, God. Lord, what the enemy, Lord, meant for evil, God, how you're going to turn it around for his good and your glory, God. Lord, and not only that, Lord, let the people see the your glory in DJ's life, God. He's going to be healthy, Lord, walking in divine health, God. Hallelujah. Not just the healing, but walking in divine health and being a living witness, God, Lord, of your glory, Lord, and of your provision, even unto the class and unto the teachers, God. We just thank you, Lord, because the enemy cannot penetrate what you have already ordained and set in place. And we thank you, Father God. So our faith and victory is in you, God. And we can rest assured, Lord, we decree it and we declare it over the atmosphere that he's well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Is that the last
question?
Amen.
Okay, Sister Carrie's not on the phone, but she is out of the hospital because she went to the hospital for her pressure being high right the next day after she had been for her that interview and whatever. She's under evidently hadn't released everything. We were praying and touching and agreeing, but
still in the background, she was somewhat worried. And so it had an effect on her body. And she said she do deal with blood pressure. So it had gotten kind of high, so the doctor kept her in the hospital for a couple of days. But talked to her, and she's doing fine now and got her blood pressure regulated and supposed to be walking in a peace of joy. And like Mother Alexander, as well as myself, tell her all the time to pray. And you have to have faith in the Lord. And we sometimes lean on one another more than we lean on the Lord. And sometimes we think that you're in a place in faith, and you're not. So that's why it's so important with the word about being trusting the Lord and having faith and not walking in fear. But in the meantime, keep her lifted up, but she's walking in the joy of the Lord. So thank God. In the meantime, if that's the last of the praise reports, prayer requests, or
praise
reports.
I forgot about to tell you. Pori had came home today, and she had a paper when I heard Sister Rachel was saying about her little grandson, a nephew. Anyway, when I had heard her say that, Pori came home with a paper today, and someone out there at her school found they have COVID. So I just asked you to pray for that school where she go at.
Mother, pray for all of our children and grandchildren. Add to that right now with this COVID and also with this little crazy gun violence thing.
All right. Heavenly Father, we just come once again to you, Lord God, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. Father God, we thank you for Jesus that's in agreement with our prayer on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up little Corey's who came home from school with papers saying that school someone had COVID. So, Father God, we're not just lifting up little Corey. Are we praying that Corey, Lord God, will be well and that no weapon formed against him shall prosper in the name of Jesus? We lift up, Lord God, our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all of our school students, Lord God, everywhere in every school in the name of Jesus. We pray for their protection, Heavenly Father. We pray against this gun violence in the name of Jesus. God, we pray the sword of the Spirit will go forth and, Lord God, attack that demon of deception that's putting in people's mind that acting as though that they are God and they gave people life and that they can take life. The devil is still a liar. And I thank you that Jesus came that people can live and live life to the full. So I pray against this gun violence. I pray against this demon of evil and wickedness and darkness in Christ Jesus' name. We bind up everything that's not like you, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord God, your word teach us whatsoever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. We pray, God, that parents will take part and what their children are doing, and they're beginning to be better, Lord God, at policing up their children. And help us, Lord God, as grandparents and great-grandparents, and even, Lord God, maybe neighbors, Lord God, to speak a word, Lord God, that help cause a person to turn out of darkness into your light in Jesus' name. So we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you cover these young people, cover people everywhere, Lord God. And we thank you for what you said in Psalms 91, hallelujah, because we have made you our refuge and our habitation, no evil shall befall us and no evil shall come nigh our dwelling. Our dwelling is wherever we are in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray for our families. We pray for those that cannot help for themselves, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up people everywhere, and we especially pray for our young people and our parents and our teachers and staff, Lord God. We pray that they are all covered. And, Lord God, continue to be with all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. 90 seconds. Thank God for those prayers and powerful anointing. We have our next speaker will be Pastor Burton on the second Sunday of October. On that first Monday will be Sister Noel, Evangelist Noel, will minister on the second and, I mean, on the third and fourth Sunday. Will be a tag team, Prophetess Vijay and Prophetess Benjamin and so forth. Special word that God has given. And in the meantime, we'll have our other Pastor Sims will probably be the third Monday, and preferably Prophetess Bird will have that next one, and then after that, the next month, Sister Prophetess Alicia, I think that we got that right. Fourth Sunday will be Alicia, and then after with Pastor Bird, when she will be able to do the next Monday. But in the meantime, we bless the Lord. Keep those speakers lifted up before the Lord. We will pray God's blessings upon you all throughout the week. Thank God for using y'all so greatly and so anointed. Keep our youth, everyone, ourselves lifted up before the Lord. Shalom. We love you. We bless you. We honor you, the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, and we pray many blessings upon you, spiritual, natural, and physical. Have a marvelous and wonderful day. Thank you for the marvelous prayers you've been praying and keeping everybody lifted up, especially me too as well. We love you. Lord bless.
Love you, Shalom.
What am I?
Good night to you all.
Yes, we love you.
We love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Love you too.
God bless
love
you. Have
God
a wonderful night. Wonderful week.
You too.
With expectations. Glorify his holy name. Thank you, Lord.